Thank you for this opportunity. My name is Kathy Shigo, and I'm a resident of Deerfield and live on a beautiful scenic road, Kate Road, for the last 37 years. My husband and I have 32 acres of open space, beautiful woods, and a beautiful hayfield facing west with the beautiful sunsets, and we also have power lines. And since the power lines have been up, though, on this property, we have had trees that were able to grow because of the height of the power lines, so we were able to put trees around and it hasn't been a problem so far. The substation, though, however, PSNH, is also on Kate Road, and it's a very small scenic road, and it's in the back, and it really hasn't been a problem. They've been there since the early 70s, and what I'm trying to do is share a testimony, because what happened to us can happen to everyone here. And what happened is that substation PSNH has been there without a problem until last year when they came before the selectmen and the residents and said that they were going to bring a transformer up there. And they did. And we saw it come through very slowly. You read it in the paper, 10 miles an hour, all up, well, 101. And our road agent and our police got involved and got it all there. And we had asked them at that point at the selectmen's meeting, we said, is this going to change our property value? Is this going to do anything? Oh, no, no, no. You might just see a small hum in the wires, and that would be it. And they already had the right-of-way. They already had the power station, and so that was something that we weren't really considering any big change. However, what happened after that was that this last summer, after they got it in, we have had nothing but constructions. We have had cement trucks. We have had traffic galore. Now I'm talking about a back in the sticks woods type road. We have had huge, 18-foot wheelers. We've had a huge 350-foot wire pole put up, and we've had lights all over the place. So we've also had vandalism, and the police have come, and in fact, this week the Deerfield police are meeting with PSNH to discuss about that. I mean, we never had vandalism, so we're just actually personally feeling this, where you might be feeling this one of these days too. We're actually seeing this at the base where this Deerfield substation is. My bottom line is that this was deceiving to us because we were never told that this was going to eventually be the beginning of the Northern Pass. I mean, this was it. So the other thing I want to tell you about, because the deception was very, very, very evident, and we were very upset about it. The residents have gone down to the selectmen and wanted to have more meetings and stuff like that because it's changed our way of life with traffic lights, vandalisms. The other thing I want to tell you about is greed, because the Northern Pass is not about green, it's about greed. And there's been several, it is, yes. You know, it's a no-winner. And the thing I want to let you know is that greed is because the so-called 25% green gold tooted by our New England governors is a link, arm, and sway, feel-good issue. No one can reconcile putting all these towns in jeopardy, all these towns, and all these peoples. I mean, my heart bleeds for that girl on the North Country and her country, and she's, can't sleep at night because she's so worried about this. I mean, it's awful for this feel-good issue. And I feel that they definitely need to understand that this project of greed is something, and deceit cannot be good. I mean, when you have a project started with those two words, nothing could come good of this. And I just want to let you know two quick things, is that the public service is going to not, they say that they're not going to have any profit all this, but they are going to have profit. And they're also going to have a huge profit, and it's going to scar our whole state. And I feel that we should not have to pay so terrible of a price for being in the way. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kathy. Next speaker, Peter Warren.